Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menards. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce Ready to Spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Better.
Three, two.
Welcome to Outsiders Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Woodall, and we haven't been here for very long. And to my left.
We've been here for an hour. I've been here an hour and a half.
I got here 20 minutes ago.
I'm Bryce Armstrong. Yes, you did. Welcome. We're late because of Andrew.
Yes.
Oh, and to my left.
There you go. Sorry. I was waiting for the to my left.
Sorry. So to my left.
Andrew McKinley to Bryce's left. And then to Andrew McKinley's left.
Brett Welty to my left.
Jim Cole. Hey, to my left.
Brandon Woodall.
Back at him.
To my left.
Got him.
Oh, should we...
Someone throw a reverse card.
Should we do updates or no? You want to update people's lives?
Short.
Okay, yeah. I'll go last.
Short.
Does anybody have anything going on?
Hey, Bryce, you first.
I don't have anything going on.
Go first. You first.
I've been really reflecting on how horrible my pride is and how much of a sinner I am.
Absolutely, man.
If you want to get deep, real quick.
There's a top...
Real quick.
Give him a minute to breathe before he drop out of their hand.
Hey, that could...
I've been praying for you for years, brother.
That could be that might just be a topic for today.
It's not, but...
Wait.
Is it? Wait, is it? I didn't read it.
Always get on me.
Always confident, sometimes right.
My first acting lesson.
That's so true, though. Wait, is that what we're talking about today?
Guess what segment two is.
Wait, is that really what we're talking about today?
Oh, we're talking about sin.
Well,
Bryce is going to relate to tonight.
We really, that's the only reason I wrote it.
Am I going to cry
we
tonight?
We all are.
No, maybe.
Yeah, I'm really, we're all pretty prideful. Yep. I don't know how prideful Jim is. I know the other four of us are very prideful. Oh, okay. The look on Jim's face is like, yeah. Okay, we're all very prideful.
It hurts my pride that you would think I'm so prideful.
Oh, you are. It's fine.
I pride myself in my humility.
What is pride?
Now is not the time.
So anyway, that's what I've been doing lately is focusing on how horrible I am.
Wow.
Which has been a great time. I've cried a lot lately. And then my wife likes to let me know, "Hey, you should probably talk to your friends about this." Guess what I haven't
then
done?
He doesn't.
Guess what I haven't done still.
I wouldn't recommend doing it on microphones.
I mean, we could.
We ought to do it tonight.
This could make us a lot of listens. Confessions of a Teenage Bryce.
We're going to
profit off 34.
We're going to profit off your spiritual struggle.
Good idea.
We're going to make money.
A lot of people do that.
That's true.
But
if you don't want to talk about my crap, that's fine.
No,
Andrew, how are you?
Yeah. So I'm the only person in this group right now who's moving to a new house.
Hey.
That is true. That's true.
I forgot that true. Brandon's already moved in. So Brandon also, I'm not going to steal your stuff, but.
You could.
Yeah. We're getting ready to move a couple weeks. Bought a house, sold a house.
My parents are moving in with you.
Yeah. We bought a duplex.
Yeah. Make sure you make that clear.
Yeah. No, yeah. Bryce's parents are renting a bedroom from us.
That's not true.
For those who don't know, I am married to Bryce's sister, so that's less weird. And we got a duplex, and they're going to live in the other half, so it's kind of nice because we got two baby girls who love their Gigi and Papa.
Yeah, my dad's got health issues, and you guys can help him.
And now he doesn't have to walk up three flights of stairs to an apartment.
39 stairs. I've heard it a million times.
That's rough. Now he's on the ground level the whole time.
One stair.
Yeah. So it'll be a fast 4 days of moving when everything hits all at once when we close.
I had vacation this past week, and all I did was help my sister pack.
Yeah,
I have boxes for you.
We got a storage unit. Oh, yeah, you got some boxes?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Give them to Andrew.
Do you want
them? Why'd we even buy boxes?
I got a ton.
You need more.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a lot more.
We have so much stuff. Marie Kondo would be very disappointed.
You know, there's a
found that in your closet. That
arm, right?
That
there.
Arm that Jim's using currently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stole that from your house.
Mm-hmm. Jim, you have an arm.
Didn't that come with
a microphone? No.
No, like a pop guard or it something did. Like that.
Oh yeah. We're not using that.
All right.
It's over there.
But Jim pops.
So you knew you had one, and you didn't bring it.
Yeah, seriously, you knew that was in your closet.
Once I saw the box, I was like, oh yeah.
Bro, how long has that been at your house?
How long have you been in the house?
We bought it from Five Below or something like
not
that.
Not Five Below. You bought it from that bargain bin place which is now the Ashley Furniture Store.
Yeah, place where you kind of need gloves when you shop. Yes, yeah. So 10 years. I don't know.
Wow.
I had no idea it was there until after Brittany was like, hey, remember that thing? I was like, oh, yeah.
You remember that? You remember why Jim's arm is in your closet?
It's actually a prosthetic attachment that I switch out sometimes.
Ooh.
Get me my Jim arm.
Jim arm. Very nice. I'm gonna need my Jim arm.
It's for punching heathens.
Ooh. Mm. Seems like a Jim thing.
It's we nice should probably time. Move on to Brett before I say more dumb stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to cut half of this.
I've got nothing. I've got nothing to update you guys on.
Nothing?
No, I don't really think I have anything.
How's basketball?
Ooh. Okay.
It's actually Ooh. Going great.
Oh, okay.
I'm coaching my middle school daughter's basketball team. It's been really, really fun. I'm kicking myself because it's extra time that it's just busy. But, you know, cause there's some travel because it's a homeschool team. So you can't, just play in Sioux City. You got to go all over. And it's been really fun, though. The girls are great, actually, and they're fun. So... it's just been busy, but nothing exciting in my life. Just busy. Just
not sleeping.
Sleeps for the week.
I haven't done that in a long time.
Sleep. You can sleep when you're dead. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
I find ways.
That's what my basketball coach in high school told me.
Well, I sleep more than you think.
Was that DeYoung?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kevin?
Right.
Yeah. What?
Kevin?
I don't remember his first name. I don't know.
I got that joke.
Thank you. All right. Moving on. Jim, anything?
It's a joke.
I'm finding that retirement can be kind of busy.
Mm.
I like busy. I find if I'm not busy, I get lost in my head.
Mm. That makes sense. I feel that. But when I am busy, I'm lost in my head. Mostly.
Can be.
Dark abyss. As Nietzsche would say. And that's what we're talking about today. Nietzsche.
You gonna give us an update before we go on?
I don't want to.
Nice-y.
Then don't.
I should, but
just don't say anything that I have to edit out, please.
There's the silence.
It's gonna be really hard. Just kidding. No. Yes, as Andrew said, we moved as well, and my gosh, it has been one thing after another. My sink clogged up, so I was manhandling it, and I slashed my thumb, and I had 5 stitches. And then after that, my waste pipe cracked at home, and then the plumber cut it, and all of the waste got all over my floor, and my truck's blown. And I feel like I should be giving you my debit card for this therapy session. One thing after another. But it seems to have subsided some.
Since yesterday?
Yep. Well, at least there's today.
Today was a good day.
I guess so.
As someone who trusts in God's providence, you can finally say, well, I'm glad that's over.
So it's been very testing. I figured out that instead of taking regular pain meds for my headaches, I was taking Tylenol PM.
During the day?
Yeah. And I thought I was sick.
Was the bottle just not marked well?
I just didn't read. They all look the same to me.
No way. You are kidding me.
And I've been falling asleep at work.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, man, there's something wrong with me. I am sick.
You're lying.
There's something wrong in my body. Yes. My mind. My anxiety.
Bro.
It's funny now. At the time,
not funny, man. Yeah, that's scary.
That's terrifying, dude.
I was taking like three of these.
You were ODing on
at a time. 500 milligrams a piece.
Yes, sir. Pain goes away right away. So,
well, it's because you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Speaking of entering the abyss.
This is my
man. I thought my life was.
This is right. My life. Chemically, don't you forget.
Chemically induced abyss.
Hey, man, you make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't read.
That is what that is. That was a mistake.
A mistake. This is a mistake.
Ironically, one of the biggest readers I've met in my life. Me? Can't read a bottle.
Well, I'm just when I'm in a rush. I'm in a rush. Just like I'm in a rush to hear Andrew's opening monologue.
Oh, your transition.
Perfect. I love it. I love it.
So we're gonna do a little Christmas trivia because as we're recording this, it is just a few days before Christmas.
I love it, and I can't wait to hear it in January.
I love Christmas.
You guys,
are you gonna ruin this for me?
Y'all are gonna be hearing about this in
a month.
Yeah. You know how I feel about your corniness.
No, this is literally like a trivia about Christmas.
Oh, let's go, dude. Let's go, dude.
But it's like,
if it's that.
So you might expect us being like a Christian podcast that this would involve like the real, you know, reasons for Christmas, and it does not even a little bit. It's literally a quiz about things like all the commercialized Christmassy stuff and all the musicals and everything. So
how American.
Nothing to do with the Bible in this quiz. Just a heads up in case you were expecting something from us that made sense.
We still
are
funny.
Yeah. All right. So right off the bat, the song Frosty the Snowman. Mm-hmm. What brings Frosty to life?
A hat.
Wow.
Magic.
Bro, I love Christmas.
Dude, you got me. I was
a magic.
Like specifically
a magic
an old
hat.
Silk hat. Yeah. But yeah, a hat.
I thought you guys it was the corn cob pipe or the button nose.
I thought it was witchcraft.
No, corn cob pipes make you a 4-star general.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh. A little Douglas MacArthur action. I got that reference.
I hope you had 4 stars. Otherwise, I did not make any sense there. All right. What Christmas decoration was originally made from strands of silver?
Tinsel.
That's right. Brett knows that. Bryce looked tired about that one. I'm not sure.
I did know the answer.
You're acting chill.
Mentally, I'm like, I'm going to give him a minute to try and answer. I don't want to answer all of them.
Sure.
You should answer all of them.
See what you got.
Let's get the name of the actor who played George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life.
I hate that movie. Sorry, don't know.
You love Christmas, you hate It's a Wonderful Life? I
hate that movie.
Jimmy Stewart.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a hot take.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Gremlins during Christmas.
Mm.
Die Hard,
yep.
Specifically Die Hard 3 for Bryce.
I'm Samuel Jackson.
No, the first one, maybe the second one. Not
Is the third one even based at Christmas?
I don't remember the third one very well.
It'd be warm. All right, okay.
Go on.
People are just shouting at their cars like, everybody knows Die Hard 3 is a Christmas.
Yeah, they're all telling
I do that when I listen to podcasts. I'm like, they should know the answer to that.
I just talk with them like I'm there with them.
That's right. I just need everyone to realize that is listening to this, it is 10 o'clock at night, and we're not firing on all cylinders.
Speak for yourself. Okay. I only have one cylinder.
I slept in.
I went to bed at 2. And
so you're firing on all of them.
I am, always.
So
I got more sleep than you. It doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What recent, and by recent, this is like, I mean, 20 years old now, but this recent holiday fad. What spy hides around the house reporting back to Santa?
Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf.
This is gross but easy to guess, I think. What Christmas
fruit
beverage?
Cake.
No, what beverage is also known as milk punch? No.
Eggnog.
Yeah. Or as my kids call it, eggnoggin.
I can drink eggnog.
Terrible name for a drink, milk punch.
Milk punch.
I think that's great.
That is
I'm going to start calling it milk punch.
Seriously.
There are not many things that you can throw the word milk in front of and it makes it more appetizing.
Punch would.
You know, what are we having for dinner? Mm. Milk roast. Nope, that sounds terrible.
Milk toast.
Milk tacos.
Soggy toast.
Milk toast is a real thing.
What?
Yeah, it makes me sad that it exists, but it does. One of Santa's reindeer shares a name with a Roman god.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who is it?
Blitzen. I have no idea.
Rudolph.
Hang on. Comet. Cupid.
That's right.
Oh.
God of love. Wings, chubby face.
Bazing.
Arrows.
Antlers.
Antlers.
Corn cob pipe.
He's a duck.
Which Christmas-themed ballet premiered in St.
Nutcracker.
Let me finish.
Peter Elliot Tchaikovsky.
Hey.
All right. Let's see. That one's no. That one's easy.
Yeah, so? These other ones have been so hard.
Yeah.
No. What's the name of the family featured in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Oh. Rhymes with Liswald.
Are you looking at me?
Do you know it?
Yeah, it's Riswald.
It's what?
Isn't it
say the whole name. Start with the right letter.
Yeah, ain't no one getting rizzed in here, Bryce.
Riswald.
Maybe Gen Z. Riswald. It's Griswold.
Griswold. Oh, yeah.
G-Riz.
I'm so sorry. G-Riz. I'm editing myself out of that one.
I don't know anything.
What? What popular catchphrase used during the holidays was made famous by A Christmas Carol?
Wait, what? I'm sorry. Ask a question.
Yeah. All right. So from the story A Christmas Carol, Scrooge, what popular phrase used during the holidays came out of that story?
Bah humbug.
That's right.
That was actually a guess.
Bah humbug. Okay. Ebenezer Scrooge was the guy that
I don't know why you keep like just staring into my soul.
Because you're across the soul, you're across the table from me, across the souls.
You're across the abyss.
All right. This cartoon character's name is used to indicate a small, thin, or undesirable Christmas tree.
Charlie Brown.
That's right.
What?
Charlie Brown Christmas tree? Because he hangs an ornament on it and it
looks kind of sad.
Yeah.
Oh, I must not have understood the question. Okay, continue.
Yeah. Which song was initially condemned by the Roman Catholic Church? There's a Christmas song. I won't say.
Jingle Bells. Oh, everybody knows it.
Santa Baby.
No.
Let's say because it allegedly portrayed adultery.
Santa Baby.
Is it Baby It's Cold Outside? No?
Is it
old
well,
song?
You're saying
less than that? Less old than that.
Well, less old than that.
Younger than that. It's a younger song.
I was thinking Mary Did You Know.
No.
Which I think is Catholic Church.
Jackson 5?
What?
ABC?
Yeah, that's all I can think of with Jackson 5. Sorry. Try again.
Yeah, let me think.
It's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
But it was actually the dad.
Yeah, but like I guess the Pope at the time didn't catch that part of the song. So he's like, no, Santa would never do that.
Santa's daddy.
Because Santa's real.
St. Nicholas is real.
Why would the Catholic Church be concerned about a secular song?
They went for it, man.
That's a great question.
At the time, they didn't have a lot to be mad about, so they...
I guess not.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Sometimes you pick your battles wrong. Yeah.
He needs a life.
All right. In the claymation Christmas television special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what is the name of Rudolph's girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, it's not a great one. Sorry.
Barb?
Brenda.
Smlitzen.
I didn't know he had a girlfriend, just to be 100% honest with you. I've seen that maybe
it's a female.
Time.
It's a female.
Rita.
It's a girl name.
Cassandra.
You're getting actually closer.
Am I serious?
Not
Kendra.
Right on.
Kristen.
Cornelia.
No.
How many times
you've
are we going to
guess
the
right,
before
you? You got the right first letter. I was seeing if we had any.
I don't have it. No, I don't have it.
It's Clarice.
Oh, wow.
No, it's not. That's from Hannibal Lecter.
Yes, it is. I was going to say the next Clarice. Time it was used in Silence of the Lamb.
You could have said that and I would have gotten it.
Hello, Clarice.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Chianti.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Which science fiction franchise had its own holiday TV special in 1978?
Everybody knows that's Star Wars.
These guys did not know that.
I did not know that.
They're the babies.
1978. Yeah. I was born much later.
Also. Yeah, but of everyone at the table, I like Star Wars the least. Except for maybe Jim. I don't know.
Jim, do you like Star Wars?
I have no opinion.
Okay. I don't know how to feel about that. Okay.
it's got big feelings there, Bryce. Big feelings about Star Wars.
The song "Oh Christmas Tree," pretty famous Christmas carol. What is the German title?
Oh, Vaterbaum.
Very close.
Seriously?
Oh, Tenenbaum.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like the Royal Tenenbaum.
Yes.
The Royal Christmas
Trees. That show, their name is literally, Christmas Trees.
Dude, let me just tell you something. I just made it up right now.
Did you really?
Well, I mean, I when you said Tenenbaum, I thought Royal Tenenbaum. So, come on, we're ruining our minute.
It's a real
go.
Movie. The reserve forces for this branch of the U.S. military is in charge of Toys for Tots.
Army. No.
Marines.
That's right.
Yeah. Marine. As it came out of my mouth, I knew I was wrong.
You should do that more often.
The first artificial Christmas tree was made in the 19th century by using the feathers of what bird?
A goose.
You're right.
I guess.
I don't think he knew that.
I didn't.
In North America, what are reindeer called?
Elk.
Reindeer. Rain. That's my answer.
No.
You said in North America.
Yeah.
This is North America. Yes. I live here. It's reindeer.
No.
I don't know.
Antelope.
Cantaloupe.
Yes.
Rock melon.
Caribou.
Oh, no kidding.
Caribou are the reindeer. Yeah, okay. All right.
Reindeer coffee.
You got 20 seconds.
Ew.
This is this Christmas song by Bing Crosby was the best-selling single ever.
Ever?
What is it?
White Christmas.
That's right.
Ever?
Ever. Yeah.
I don't like that song, but I knew it was very, very popular.
I'm dreamy.
That sounds like a great way to stop this segment.
Anyway, talking about whatever Brandon prepared.
Hey.
Because we all know I didn't read it.
That's okay. I didn't want to read it.
That was my transition. Was just it? As good as yours.
Because your transition was sinful.
Oh, boy. I like that we're in this thing, and it says anonymous jackalope.
I know. Who
Andrew?
Is Oh, is it? It's okay. Andrew. That's awesome. I was wondering, like, who's festive?
Did you pick your jackalope?
Should I sign in?
You don't have to. No.
Anonymous
jackalope. I'm not going
to. All right, what are we doing? Need a good transition.
Now there's a raccoon in here. My ADHD's bad. I'm sorry.
That's a great transition, Brett. Let's talk about the seven deadly sins.
Yeah. We had talked about doing this topic a while
years ago.
It was a while ago.
First studio.
Yeah.
First studio.
We decided to
studio?
Your house.
No, your house.
That wasn't the first studio. First studio was there.
Yes.
That was the first.
We did it here first.
Yeah, the bedroom.
We were in that bedroom.
I don't think I was here for that yet.
You were not. It was our first episode. And then second episode, we were like, we need to invite Andrew. Right. So we did, well, actually, it's not true. Technically third. It was you and two, and then us three,
yep.
And us four.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was here? I thought we came here after you moved.
It was here.
Oh, man. Well, anyway. And we decided to go with the fruit of the spirit. We never finished that either. So those people that are listening from 3 years ago are like, what are the rest of them? So let's start this one.
How could we find out without you telling?
Read a book.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
So let's finish this one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We've got a long time. But we're going to talk on the seven deadly sins. Dun, dun, dun. And the seven deadly sins, they originated here with... the traditional seven deadly sins, as portrayed in Dante's Inferno, include pride, envy, anger, sloth, greed, gluttony, and lust. Although the list has gone through various iterations in the Christian liturgy, its foundations are more of an archetype than religious history. And so, after all the seven deadly sins, they're not all mentioned grouped together. They were... in an article from 1941 in the Harvard Theological Review, you don't have this in your notes.
I was serious.
No,
like, what are you reading? I'm so lost.
No, the concept of these sins, they had been previously tied to seven different planets, which is strange. And they have they've gone through different iterations. There was eight at one point in time, but Pope Gregory the First condensed them down to seven, but that came from the writings of Evagrius Ponticus, and he influenced Pope Gregory the First to come to his own list. And I think what I have read, so all these sins, they lead to even more detriment to our souls and to everything that we are trying, like all the virtues that we're trying to live through and live by. And so what I wanted to do is go through a micro look at each of these sins and how they affect us personally, how they affect our small group around us, and how they can affect globally. So we're going to dive deep into these ideas and see how lust has shifted the culture to where it is today, or greed, or gluttony, or pride, all of it. And we're going to dive deep. I'm hoping we're not going to be offensive, but we might hit a nerve with people. And we're just I'm forewarning you that it could, I mean, it'll offend. There's probably things that we'll be studying and getting into that might offend myself because I know of the sins that I struggle with. And hopefully it would cause you to be introspective and to think about the things that you, the actions that you do. And so let, if you guys, before we dump in, let's probably dive in to.
Or jump in.
We dump, jump. Dump right in the jump.
Seven?
No, I'm doing like a quick overview. It's not going to be. Jump, dump, dive. Okay. We're going to have each. So we're going to do a quick overview tonight. And then the next time we get together, we're going to do each sin. We're going to break it all down. We're going to think about it. We're going to talk about it and discuss. And hopefully get you guys to think about it and look inward. But before we get into those, any thoughts from you guys?
Yes. So we're not Catholic.
No, we are not.
So why are we doing the seven deadly sins?
For me, reading the seven deadly sins, I feel like they hit a chord within myself, and I feel like they hit a chord culturally. And I think they have a long time, for thousands and thousands of years. But I do. But these seven sins can open the door to even more sins under the umbrella of those sins. And so I think discussing these and getting a good view of what we struggle with can point us to repentance and can point us to confession to one another and to bear each other's burdens with these sins. But I think we need to know our enemy. And the enemy is the devil, obviously, the world, the flesh, the devil. But they have repercussions. There's things that we do that if we invite into our heart, into our lives, and that we need to confront. And I think it's good to have words and have categories for understanding that, for what sin is. And sin takes on a lot of different masks and a lot of different faces. So that's a big reason.
Yes, and that's not to be combative. It's more just to say, you know, if you're listening to this and you see the title of the episode, you're thinking, why would they do something like that?
And seven deadly sins, like, people recognize.
Right.
They recognize that title.
It's a literary device, yeah. Right? It's not. Yeah. And that's what we'd want all of our listeners to think about. One, we are part of a very long faith tradition.
Yep.
And just because before the 1600s, all church theologians were Catholic doesn't mean that everything they said was garbage.
Right.
So exactly. I think we do want to recover what is good from historical theology. When I was looking this up, I didn't realize that Thomas Aquinas, who they say is probably, he's like the linchpin between, so that you got the church fathers, you've got Augustine or Augustine, and then you've got Martin Luther, John Calvin in the 1500s that kind of bring theology back. The guy in the middle is Thomas Aquinas. He used them in his major work. And so we have a long history of basically trying to categorize sin, and this is theology. It's taking things and putting them in categories to help systematically think about our faith. So though we don't see the seven deadly sins in an order in a book of the Bible, we're using them as a device to be thinking about sin. And what I like about the seven deadly sins is they are all internal sins that you have to deal with yourself. Not all of these are guaranteed to manifest themselves outside of yourself. Like pride, you can hide pride.
Yeah.
But if you have it, it's still a sin that will kill you. So I like that we're talking about these because there's seven sins that are, they start internally and they do have fruit, but we need to start by getting to the root of them. And there's plenty of scripture for each of the seven deadly sins to warrant why we would talk about each of them in their category.
So you're saying some of these you won't get arrested for, basically. It's like there's not like real world.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
agreed.
Possible.
I would say some of them you will, but
Yeah.
Lust.
There's going to be.
Yeah, there's definitely some that could have.
They'll all become something worse.
Yeah.
Or can be.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So. There's always a door that we can walk through that becomes worse from pride. Mm-hmm. Or there's a door that can lead us to something really evil and icky from greed, you know? And because greed can make us take advantage of others to get what we want rather than being content, you know. But we're going to plow through these real quick, just an overview, and we're going to try to, the next time we get together, the first topic we'll talk about is pride. But first, pride. So the definition of pride is an excessive belief in one's abilities, often leading to disdain for others. So, and God. And so the Bible verse was Proverbs 16:18, which pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before fall. So the impact, individual impact, it can fuel our arrogance, and it can alienate us from God and others, from our community. It can create division and competition and lack of unity. And nationally and globally, we see that it encourages systems of oppression, inequality, and conflict. So there's the first one. Thoughts.
Way too many.
Yeah, way too many thoughts?
There. Yeah, no, I know. We're stuck there.
No, I know. If we can get a quick thought, just throw something out.
I mean, this is what I've been living literally for 2 weeks, so like I have way too many thoughts. So I'm just going to save that for next time. But yeah, this is the tip of the iceberg is what you just wrote down.
The biggest thing to remember with all these is that they are first and primarily sins against the living God.
Yep.
Right.
And so all of these implications matter, but even if, and again, why these sins are so deadly, even if the sin doesn't show itself individually in your community or nationally, it doesn't mean that it still doesn't exist. So that's what we want to remember 100%. When we're thinking about these sins.
Right. This list is almost a description of our human condition.
Yes, yep. That's right. Universal.
Yeah, I think in some level we're all dealing with pride. Hmm. And if you're not, you're showing your pride.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's 100%. 100%.
100%. Well, I think putting words to these sins helps us to see it. It helps us to recognize it. Because I think we live in an age where people say, well, what is sanctification? Like you say sanctification in a sentence, but then you think about it, I'm like, do I know what that means?
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Like I've said it for so long and I've forgotten the definition. I forgot what it actually means. And so like for me going through these, I was like, oh, that's what this is. This is what I'm like, oh yeah, this is what this is. Or you recognize, oh, this definition has changed in our culture, like with pride. It has changed.
You're not going to be seeking to be repaired if you don't think you're broken.
Yeah. And so you're looking at, I'm like, oh, I forgot about this.
I'd also say from an evangelism aspect, if you're listening to this and you are a believer, the vocabulary and what people know isn't stagnant. So just because maybe we grew up in a church or we grew up talking about greed and lust and pride, the world doesn't do that.
No,
it doesn't. I mean, our culture, I mean, think about, I mean, being prideful, is that a virtue or a vice in our culture? It's a virtue.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Being greedy, virtue or vice? Virtue.
Yeah.
You know, lust. I mean, is college not about conquesting the opposite sex? I mean, is that not, now it's a virtue. It's how manly are you? I mean, every one of these vices has become a virtue in our culture. So we need to talk about it because it's completely flipped on its head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Point number two, greed. So the definition of greed, an insatiable desire for material possessions or wealth. So the Bible verse would be Luke 12:15. Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. So the impact for the individual would be it leads to dissatisfaction or idolatry of material wealth. Community, so our inner circle or just the people that we run into constantly would be, it encourages exploitation and neglect of the vulnerable. So that could be a city. You can see certain businesses or certain practices from local governments that kind of favor one over the other. And so then we go nationally and globally. So it drives economic inequality and environmental degradation. And so we're looking at these things that greed, and I think this kind of speaks to the current climate. We've had a certain assassination happen in the last couple of weeks of a healthcare CEO, and it seems to be there's a tension between the wealthy and everyone else at the moment. And I think we can feel that tension through the news or through just talk, hearsay. But yeah, so greed can affect a lot when people want more wealth, want more things. in the what do we call it, in the in taking advantage of someone else to get that kind of wealth and that kind of money or whatever possession.
I think we're already going to see how these things tie to each other and stick to each other. One of the reasons that there's that much dissension. I'm not saying that there should be such a gap between people who have and people who don't, but it becomes things like murder when we have the pride of saying we deserve more than we have and that person has it.
Yeah.
And to compare what we have to somebody else is a pride thing already. And now we're already like smashing the first two together.
Yeah. 100%. Number three, lust. So the definition of lust is an intense, unrestrained desire, often for sexual pleasure. And so the Bible verse would be 1 Corinthians 6:18. So run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. So the impact individually, it distorts our intimacy and leads to addiction or broken relationships. Community, it degrades respect for others and contributes to harmful cultural norms, which we see that all throughout our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And nationally and globally. So it fuels industries like pornography and sex trafficking. And this topic, I believe, will be hard to cover without being emotional.
Mm-hmm. Will be very difficult.
But we have to cover it. I feel like we have to cover it. And I feel like we need to hit it hard because we are told that exploring our sexual desires, like you said earlier, Brett, is a virtue and that this is who I am. But it's not.
Right.
It's not who we are. Where are we at here? Number four would be envy. So the definition of envy is resentment of others' blessings or successes. Proverbs 14:30 says a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body, but jealousy is like cancer in the bones. And so the impact on the individual, it breeds bitterness and lack of gratitude. The community, it creates tension that and undermines trust. And it and then nationally, globally, it would contribute to conflict and wars over resources or power. And so, again, individually, I feel this when someone gets a better job than I do, or someone gets an item that I've been so longing for to think that I deserve. So we're looking at the heart, but we're looking at how envy can corrupt and start wrath and anger into the world. And so we're going to be covering a lot of, like, these topics are big and bulky and heavy, and like, but I believe that we have to cover them. We need to know our enemy. So number five, gluttony. So the overindulgence to the point of waste, usually we put it with food and drink. And so do not carouse with drunkards or feast with gluttons, for they are on their way to poverty. So that's Proverbs 23:20-21. And so the impact on the individual, it leads to physical and spiritual decay. The community, it encourages overconsumption while others go hungry. Nationally and globally, it strains resources and exacerbates global hunger, which we see first world countries. We have too much food. I think there was a statistic that said a family unit usually per year can waste up to 1,000 or more pounds of food. And so, which is crazy.
Say that that's, knowing my household, probably pretty
high. Just throw things away. Mm-hmm. Or the shelves are covered. And you go to a country in Africa who has no resources at all and are starving. And usually the pay grade's different. Mm-hmm. And they, like, rice and beans is usually the normal, maybe once a day, maybe. Average pay a day would be $2.50 a day, while we make
$4 a day.
$4, yeah, yeah. Well, if he's like it, sometimes. But we make, say, $20 an hour. What's the average wage right now? It's like $15 to $20 an hour, something like that. So this could gluttony is not just about food. It's overindulgence in anything that is becoming an idol.
I'd say including quality.
Yep.
There's a gluttony in believing that you need to have the newest or best version of something.
Yep.
That was something that like stuck with me from Mere Christianity. C.S. Lewis was talking about how like it's not just about having enough. It's about like he used the example of like, we only get these tea bags because they're the best and I only want the best for my family, or I only get my cigars from this shop because this guy rolls them right. You know, so it's something like that is a kind of gluttony that's not one we think about too often.
Yeah. But no,
we can talk about that more on the episode.
Yeah. That's a good one. So now number six, we're at wrath. So the definition of wrath is intense anger that seeks vengeance. I have experienced that this week.
You have?
I have. So Psalm.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. But anyways.
He punched a pipe.
I punched my shower.
Punched a shower.
Just like Minecraft.
And I bruised my hand. But anyways, so Psalm 37:8. So stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. So the impact on the individual, it leads to poor decision-making, and it can lead to broken relationships. Community, it fuels violence and discord. Nationally and globally, it drives wars, it can drive terrorism, and in cycles of retaliation. You did this to my leader of my military, so I will retaliate against you and take out more of your people. This is war talk. We're talking about war here. Mm-hmm. You might find out that I'm pretty anti-war, and this might come out in my I won't make it a big thing. But
you know, there's war in the Bible, right?
I know there is.
God called for war.
But
okay, cool.
We'll get into it.
Okay, sometime in 2026 when we get to it.
I'm talking about right now. Anyways, so yes. Wrath, seeking wrath, seeking anger, seeking vengeance that is not yours to seek and not yours to give. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
Uh-huh.
It's his to give out.
Uh-huh. That'll be a fun topic.
This will be interesting. I'm excited for it. I think it'll be I think some of these could be spicy, and it's going to be...
Some of them?
Not all of them. But
bring your tums, folks.
No. So like I said, these are going to be fun. They're going to be heavy. But we're going to give each other grace. We're going to show, hopefully lead you to the truth and not our personal opinions. I'm going to point you to truth, right?
Yes. Yes, that is right.
That is the correct statement.
I like that he patted my leg.
It's going to be, I think what will be interesting to talk through as a group is, so we live in a culture, we live in a time, we live in a place, and our culture, I've heard it said, our culture is like the water a fish swims in. So, like I read, like as you're reading some of this, I'm thinking, you know what? Some of this stuff, kind of what you're saying is like, well, not really the narrative that a capitalistic conservative American would use.
Yeah.
So, and the question then becomes, is that a personal preference about how I've grown up and what I believe about how government and economy and how life should work? Or is there a bigger biblical principle there that I'm missing and I'm allowing my culture to dictate to me how to read my Bible? So it'll be good to talk through stuff like that. Like I've always had a hard time with world hunger. Like I don't see that as necessarily a capitalistic failing. But is it? So we'll have to talk through all of that. Mm. Because as we were looking through some of these things, I thought, you know, I agree with some of these things. But again, just like we live in such a hyper-sensitive age that even just using certain words can cause people to say, oh, what does Brandon mean by that? What is he saying?
Yes, I am woke.
That's not what I was implying.
No.
But unfortunately, we have to deal with that too.
Yeah.
Is that people will just want to put us in a camp.
Of course.
When in reality, we need to just, let's talk about what the scripture says and what we can know. Let's know what we can't. Let's give grace.
Yeah.
And see if we can't do our best to.
When we break these down deeper, I'm not coming in to try to prescribe something for people to do. That's not my job. My job is to look into what the word says about wrath, sloth, greed, and to the best of our abilities.
No, we don't.
Not yet. Sorry,
we haven't done sloth yet. You got to read sloth.
But I read the lead, bro.
But I feel like our job is to dig deep into the word and do our darndest to present it clearly and to encourage people. I'm not a pastor. We're not faith influencers by any means. We influence the people around us, but our goal is to seek truth and to seek peace and unity with one another. And sometimes that makes exposing something that maybe we looked over, or we haven't fully understood, or maybe that rubs us wrong. But if it's leading us to be more like Jesus, I feel like it's worth the tension, you know? Like, that means that it's changing us. It's changing us to be better for the people around us, like our families or our friends or our coworkers or our bosses that probably can irritate us, right? And so, or like probably. Just, yeah. And like worldly leaders, like we can look at politicians differently than what the narrative is telling us to look at our politicians, like see our politicians. Or we can look a little bit further and see the lack that others might have around the world, so that maybe it can change the habits, some of the bad habits that we might have as well. So my hope, like I said, my goal for all of these is to hopefully point you to be more like Jesus and to see how he would handle these issues, not me, because I handle them badly. So, and I know I do.
So let's say stuff out loud wrongly until we correct ourselves enough to be saying stuff out loud the right way.
until we put it through a ChatGPT filter. Jim, you were going to say something. I saw.
Yeah, you know, I think it could, if we'll allow it, bring us to a place that recognizes that I don't have the answers to this, that I probably need to get with other people and talk about it. I probably need to pick up my Bible and read about it. I probably need to get with some sort of a fellowship of some kind where we can learn more about it, because I don't have the answers. No. But I could start to see myself in the midst of it, and that I'm maybe not as cool as I think I am.
Well, I mean, these sins are within us. So the further, if we're trying to dig into ourselves to get the right answers, the problem is we're going to find more of this.
Yeah.
And so we need external answers. We need Christ. We need his word. We need to be told.
Yeah. All right, the last one, number 7, would be sloth.
The way that pride hits Bryce, sloth's going to hit me. Spirit animals like sea cucumber. Like, I'm good. Yeah. Hey. I'm trying.
I'm trying my best.
I'm trying my best, but my best is not very much.
So sloth would be laziness or failure to act in the face of responsibility. Proverbs 13:4, lazy people want much but get little. But those who work hard will prosper. And that's not if you work harder, God will bless you more. It's different. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about...
we'll talk about how to read Proverbs as we go.
Oh, yes, we will.
we'll fix your back problems by pulling on your foot.
So individually, it can hinder our personal growth and our spiritual maturity. As a community, it stifles collective progress and care for the needy. And nationally and globally, it leads to stagnation in addressing global challenges. Because we are all interconnected at the moment when it comes to global issues somehow. And it affects not just the people across the seas, but it affects us now. In our communities, there's our city in a way, so it doesn't grow, we stagnate, and we don't promote new businesses. Like, we don't, there's a lot of issues that I think would be covered if we were just would do something, right? Like, we don't, if like something would, if we would just say, okay, I want to do this, I want to make something so like maybe the community will be a little bit better, a little bit cleaner, or we can help those that need a little bit more, because in Sioux City alone, we have an odd amount of homelessness. And from my eyes, it seems like our leadership's trying to push that out and not assist. But our leaders claim to be Christians. So there's a lot of issues here.
They're trying to make it so that a Cracker Barrel will finally come to Sioux City.
Or a Costco. So it's like, I'm just...
That'd be nice.
I would take both. Gluttony. That's my jam. Yeah. My jam.
No, like, I'm not, I guess I'm not trying to prod. I'm just looking at from what I see, and I could be completely wrong. I could be totally off base here. Like, but from what I just see, it's just like, we want to mask a problem by pushing it out and not fixing the problem, kind of thing. And I think that's everywhere. I'm not just, I live here in that the Siouxland area. Yeah. I live in the Siouxland area.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're starting to step into issues that aren't solvable. They're just not.
Yeah.
You'll always have the poor with you.
Yes.
And you'll always, you know, you can leave grapes behind so somebody else can come along and pick them so they have food, something to eat, yeah. Right? But that means they actually have to get up and go out into the field and pick it.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot, you're starting to pull into a lot of other issues that are always going to be there.
Yeah.
The question isn't what am I, the politicians or the leadership doing. The question is, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this stuff hits on, is where am I at? What am I wrestling with? What am I overcoming or trying to overcome? Yeah. Or am I slothful and not?
Yeah, or just kind of giving up and just saying, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. This is and what I'm not going to do.
And these things do run into each other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they collide.
It's hard to see where some of them end and the others begin.
Yeah,
right. It's not a list. It's a web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 100% right.
That's very good.
Yeah, we're just going to be saying the whole time, remember when we talked about this? This is exactly like, I mean, that's what
this
we're going to
come back. We're going to just see how they're all intertwined with one. Like, mm-hmm. Sin is sin, right? It's not the sin of this. It's just sin.
It's
and it takes on different faces. Yeah, it's our condition. It takes on different faces and masks. And like gluttony will come up a little bit more on a time period, or wrath or pride. And it's like they keep coming back up. They come up in different waves.
It's almost like God is infinitely faceted with different names and different characteristics and stuff. And so it's like the enemy in our story is trying to be that by being this blob that has different faces.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to be God.
Except it's a nasty black blob instead of
why are you going to talk
glory.
About what I look like? Why are you going to talk about what I look like?
So as we wrap it up, I want to say two things. One, I think we've successfully given the condition. I think now we can say, hey, now you know why we're covering it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a very rich topic. One thing I want to say before we close is the answer is Christ.
Yes.
So let us remember, because we're not going to be able to get to all of this tonight. So as you're leaving this podcast, you might have heard these things. You might say, I feel like this is me. This is me. This could be me. I feel like I have these tendencies. The answer will not be, and here's the spoiler alert, do more, be better, try harder.
Exactly.
We're not going to give you that. We're going to give you the truth of the scriptures, which says that if you call on the name of the Lord, you'll be saved, and he will all, and then if you think of the Titus 2, where it says, the grace of the Lord God has appeared for salvation for all men, training them in godliness to live upright and self-controlled lives in this present age. So the grace that saves is the grace that sanctifies. So the same Christ that saves you is the same Christ that will train you and develop you and help you live a self-controlled, godly, and upright life in this present age. So the answer to seven deadly sins is the risen, living Savior.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was going to be a pill.
Well... A little Ozempic for the a little Ozempic.
Oh, Ozempic.
Yeah.
GLP-1s for the gluttony.
Take this.
Yep.
And diet and exercise.
He says that like he's been told that recently by a doctor.
You watch TV, you've been told that.
Oh, you're
take this and diet and exercise. Like,
you're sad. Here's another pill.
And diet and exercise.
And diet and exercise.
You know how many times I've been told that? Oh, you're sad. Oh, you should be working out. Okay. Maybe so, but...
Easier said than...
You know what makes me sad?
Working out.
Lifting weights. Yeah.
Waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, going and working out. That sounds horrible.
It does.
If you're at the gym when I am, you're going to hear like the weights go up and then... and they come back up.
No, yes. But yeah, before we close, I'm going to one sentence. While we go through these, I ask that you, the listener, would be... that you would keep your mind open, that you wouldn't close it off when you see lust, the word lust come up. We're going to dive in. It's going to be murky. It's going to be hard.
It's going to be awkward.
It's going to be awkward. Like, these are going to be awkward for all of us. So I ask you to keep an open mind, but I also ask you, read the Bible and let the Bible change you.
Yeah.
Like Jim says, like Jim has coined for us, let the Bible change you. Let God change you.
Sounding so wise while saying so little.
Yes.
Hey, Walt Whitman said, be curious, not judgmental. Let's walk into it like that.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about Walt Whitman, but I know that he said
still a good one.
Quote. Still a good quote.
Still a great quote.
Still a good quote.
Yep.
All right. That this has been Outsiders Podcast. We look forward to offending you with all of our topics. Just kidding.
With the truth of Christ.
We look forward to diving into this. And if you guys have, if you guys want to leave us ideas, comment, like, subscribe, share. We would love this to spread.
If you're on Spotify, you can comment. Yeah.
You can comment on Apple, dude.
You can?
No, in the comments.
Clearly.
Like reviews.
I obviously
might not get it.
Obviously look at.
Yes. We want to engage with you.
Podcast.
We want to engage with you. We want to get your opinions. We want to know what we're doing wrong, that we could do better. We want to know whatever you want to tell us.
If you have our phone number, just text us.
You don't have to do that.
True.
Please don't do that. Anyways, okay. Just kidding.
I'm going to text you later.
If you're one of our wives, please listen to our podcast.
Please. The fact that you said that on our podcast means nothing because they're not going to listen.
That's the joke, Bryce. Sorry, I overdrove the mic there for a second.
Yeah, you definitely peaked.
Yeah,
First time, long time.
All right.
Yep.
All right, man. This has been Outsiders Podcast. See you shortly.
Bye.
We love you. Bye.